on Children's Night, so I thought I'd pick a couple of children's songs to sing tonight. And the first one I'd like to do is Alleluia, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. If you've ever been to our Bible school and children's songs, you know that the one side sings, stands up and sings Alleluia, 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 and the other side stands up and sings Praise Ye the Lord, and then at the end we all sing Praise Ye the Lord together. So let's try that. We'll start on this side with the Alleluia, and you're the Praise Ye the Lord. Stand up when it's your turn. Ready? Alleluia, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. Alleluia, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. Praise Ye the Lord.
Alleluia,
Praise Ye the Lord.
Alleluia,
Praise Ye the Lord.
Alleluia,
Praise Ye the Lord. Nice job. Have a seat. Another favorite of the kids is Our God is an Awesome God. And I have the words that mark, I think, somewhere, hopefully. I'd like to go through that. Our God is an awesome God. And if you know the signs to that, please join in.
Thank you.
is "Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today, come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus." Let's sing that together.
Into my heart.
Thanks, Kara. That was fun, wasn't it? Jesus is a cool dude. Boy, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? And here we are, our last night. It seems really hard to believe that time has gone by so quickly. It's been great being together, Tim. And we had dinner together tonight. We let him come up our hill in his Honda, and he said, now everything, I understand everything, it's all coming together. And so it's been a real blessing being together with you, brother, and you've really challenged us and stirred us, and you've done it as a really nice guy. You know, you have that ability to say things that when I say them, it makes people angry, but when you say the same things, it makes people feel good. I don't understand. I thought, you know, a lot of times, a lot of folks think that preaching is about, you know, having things to say and saying them hopefully well, and most people don't realize what a dialogue preaching is. You know, you can have some really good things to say, and if you can't establish this dialogue with the people that you're saying them to, they just kind of fall flat, and it just doesn't go anywhere. And as someone who's been preaching for a while, and I know we haven't talked about this, but I know you'll agree with this, that the rapport that you develop with the folks that you're ministering to really can make or break the messages. And when you say, boy, great message this evening, well, you had a lot to do with it, because it was your, most of it's nonverbal communication, though I've preached at some groups that are pretty verbal too. That's a whole different kind of experience. So what I'm getting at is, I thought it would be really good this evening if we would do some community work this evening and talk together about some things that you have found helpful that Tim has shared with us during these days together. Maybe just some illustration that it caused some reflection, or just something that he said, or something that maybe not that he said, but that you thought about because of this experience together. I thought, I don't want to take a lot of time doing it, and I realize it kind of puts you on the spot. I mean, it's a lot easier to think of some scripture that you like than having to do what I'm asking you to do now. But I thought it'd be really good and really helpful to Tim, because you know, when somebody comes out and says good sermon, I'm glad they say good sermon rather than bad sermon, but it doesn't really help me to know what's good and what's helpful. And so I think it would be good if we would do some reflecting together with Tim. So who's going to be first, bud? What else? Soccer team, goalie. Yeah.
Try to get in there so they all wouldn't have to run around again. But that goalie illustration was quite helpful.
Yeah. And Judy, you had
one
too.
Well, Linda and I think alike, because community also for me. I tend to think of the race, I'm only responsible for myself. I can only control myself. Then I try to go to my family. I give them the extra oomph of, come on, I never thought of it in the broad spectrum that I'm responsible as much for everyone in my Christian community. So that really helped me to stretch and not be so just focusing on, am I trying to do the right thing and being out there more helpful to others I see in the grocery store, not even in my church, just someone who may be having a little trouble that I can just give them a little oomph for the day.
Thanks. Who else?
I have another one. Sunday morning, you spoke about chapter 1, verse 8. And it was so neat because our Bible study here is, our Sunday school is actually going through Acts. Because they thought it would be a good thing to study Acts before you started.
That's cool.
And it was amazing how many people remembered that Acts 1:8 was their first memory verse they had to remember.
Oh, is that right?
So that was cool. So they picked, they picked up on it right away. So it was like, Acts missing.
Anyone else? Yes, John.
Last night, the illustration of the two brides, the beautiful, pure, blemish-free bride of Christ, and the unfaithful bride of Hosea. That was very powerful. We as the church want to be beautiful and blemish free.
Thanks, John. Someone else?
I like the idea of we worry so much about hearing God when he speaks to us, but we forget to learn his language first. We forget to know the alphabet first in order to understand and be able to discern what it is he's trying to say to us.
Thanks. One of the ones, Tim, that I found really helpful, and it was a new factoid for me. I always thought Mason and Dixon were surveyors, and that the Mason-Dixon line was surveyed, which is why on my state map it always is so straight. Yeah. I think every day I've thought about the fact that they eyeballed that line. And you began by really calling us to stand where we are and look back all the way to the beginning and see how this journey that we're on lines up with the original triptych, the original charts for the journey that we're on, the original map, the route that we're on. And that was really helpful to me. And then that little factoid is I always like those kinds of bits of information. That was helpful. And just your ability to communicate truth with passion is wonderful. So thanks for being with us, and it's been a real blessing to have you with us, and we'll look forward to having you back sometime again. Let's pray together. God, thanks so much that we could be together in this place this evening, and it's been a real blessing to have Tim in our midst, and he's challenged us and stirred us and inspired us, and we've laughed together, and we've become reflective and thoughtful together, and so thanks. This has been some good meetings together, and I personally feel renewed because of the time that we've spent together, and I hope, and I know others have as well. And so continue to be with us, Lord. We we're folks, you know us, you created us, and you know that we need a lot of help, and you know that many of us are wired to want to try to figure it out ourselves and just tighten our belts a little tighter and grit our teeth a little harder and clench our fists a little tighter to get things done. And help. Thank you for reminding us again that we are saved by grace through faith. And it's not anything that we've done or could ever do, but it's all about what you have done. And so help us to look to you, look at running the race that you've marked out before us, keeping our eyes on you, running it with perseverance, laying aside those things that kind of get us all twisted up and tangled up and tied down, and remembering that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who are cheering us on. So we thank you for this time together these past three evenings. And now this is our final time together. And we ask that you'd bless us, pray that your Spirit would fall afresh upon us and would guide us and give us new understandings. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm really looking forward to hearing a couple of songs from our Jubilee Choir.
Hey, guys. That was awesome. You did great.
You guys sound awesome. You know what was super cool?
Yes. The kazoos, of course. Do it. Let's hear it. Yeah, that was awesome. You guys are really good with your kazoos, too. How long have you had them? A day. If you guys can do that in a day, imagine what you could do if you had like 10 days. That is amazing. You guys are awesome. You know, there was one time when the disciples were hanging out with Jesus, and there was a bunch of kids who came up, and they wanted to hang out with Jesus. And you know what the disciples tried to do, right? They tried to stop the kids from coming to Jesus. You know why? Because they thought that Jesus was only for adults. Is Jesus only for adults? No. As a matter of fact, do you know what Jesus did? He said, forget that, bring the kids over here. You know why he wanted the kids instead of the adults? Because kids are way more fun. Kids are more fun than adults, aren't they? Yeah. Jesus loves being with you guys. When you want to be with Jesus, how do you talk to him? How do you talk to Jesus? You pray. That's right. Has anybody ever told you to fold your hands when you pray? Yeah, have you ever heard that? Fold your hands. What's it look like to fold your hands when you pray? All right. Either this or this. Yeah, okay. I want to share something with you tonight about when you fold your hands. If you want to do good prayer, take both your hands like this and give me like a double thumbs up. This is an awesome prayer, okay? Everybody's got to do it. Double thumbs up prayer. All right. Now, hold that for a second. A really good prayer has two parts to it. It's a resting prayer. What does it mean to rest? Yeah, to kind of chill out with God, to relax with God, right? To talk to him by yourself. That's a good idea. Resting means like taking a break and just kind of being still a little bit, right? Then there's another kind that's called the power prayer. What do you think power prayer is for? Any guesses? Yeah. When you pray with other people and for other people. Yeah. You know, what kind of things do you need power for? Like if you want to play a game on some sort of electronic device, you might need batteries for it, or you might need to plug it in, right? That's because power comes through the electricity to make it work. Any of you like watching TV? There's no adults out there watching. Anybody like to watch TV? If you get the chance, yeah, if you can, you like to, right? And to get that TV to work, you have to plug it into the wall because that's where the power comes from. And when it comes to prayer, that's where we get power from, and it's also where we rest. So there's resting prayer and there's power prayer. Now, when we're going to do resting prayer, first take, which is your strong hand for you guys? How many of you are right-handed? Any of you left-handed? All right, so take your strong hand. If you're right-handed, take your right hand. If you're left-handed, take your left hand. All right, this is your power hand, okay? And you start with just your thumb. And if you're going to pray power prayers, this is when we're praying for other people, for God to do powerful stuff for them. Who are the people that we pray for? Yeah. Sick people. Okay, so take your pinky like this. This is awesome. This means hang loose. This is a surfer thing right here, okay? That's awesome. So sick people, we pray for people who are in need and people who are poor and people who need Jesus. People who need stuff. They might need money. They might need food. They might need to get healed from their sickness, or they might need Jesus because they don't know Jesus yet. So we pray for people in need. Who else do we pray for? Let's think of different people we might pray for. Oh, that's cool. That's going to go on our other hand, okay? When we get to resting, don't go there yet. We'll get there. That's a good one. Who else do we pray for? People who might need God's power. Yeah. Awesome. Grandma and grandpa, she said. So now go like this. Ooh, that's I love you. Okay, so what this means is this finger right here, this stands for our parents or our family. So we're praying for parents and for people in need. Anybody else you can think of who we might pray for? I'll give you a hint. Pastor in our church. We pray for our church and our pastor. So we pray for our parents and our family. We pray for our pastor and our church. I don't know what this means. And we're also praying for people in need. And then there's one more, and I'm just going to tell you what that one is. Our president, We pray for our government. Okay, so we pray for the president and the government. We pray for our pastor and the church. We pray for people who are in need, who need Jesus, who are sick or who need money. And then we also pray for our parents and our family. They're all P's. Parents, president, pastor, and people in need. Okay, that's power prayer for our family. Okay, so that's our one hand. And then our other hand, do you remember? There's the power prayer. And what's the other kind of prayer? Do you remember? Rest. Good job. You guys are awesome listeners. Really good. Okay, so there's going to be four that we're going to do on this side too. Okay, one of the things that we don't do that is really easy for us to do is to forget when we're doing whatever we're doing through the day, if we're playing sports or if we're studying for school or if we're playing the piano or if we're hanging out with our friends or whatever we do. It's really easy sometimes to forget that God's with us, isn't it? We might just forget. Because we're not, and one of the biggest commands in Scripture is God always tells us to remember that he's there. He wants us to remember. So one kind of resting prayer is to remember that God's with us and to invite him to whatever we're doing. So if you have something cool that's going on, you say, God, this is cool. Look, you know, or if there's something that's sad that's going on, then we tell him. And that's just remembering, resting with God. Yeah, we tell him. Okay, so a second kind of resting prayer. Anybody ever have a bad day? Yeah. Bad day. When you have a bad day, it's like when the batteries drain on something and you don't have anything left. You're like, I am done with this. I need help. That means we need recharging. And when we need help, when we need recharging, who do we go to? God. Jesus. He'll help recharge us. So we remember that he's there and we pray. We go to him if we need recharging. Has anyone sitting here right now ever been tempted to do something bad? No. Okay. We have a few little angels. Have not reached the age of accountability yet, apparently. Yes. All of us get tempted to do things bad. And you know what happens when Satan tempts us to do things bad? You know what the Bible tells us to do? It says, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And that means we run to God. You know how we say retreat. Does anybody know what it means to retreat? What's that mean?
It means to leave.
To leave, exactly. So if there's bad stuff going on and it's hard, then we got to run away from it. And who do we run to?
God.
We run to God. That's retreating. So we're remembering that God's there, we're recharging when we need recharge, and we're retreating when there's trouble. And the last one is when we're really happy about something, we might rejoice. One of the best ways to rest in God is to look around at all the cool things God's doing and just tell him all the time, thank you, thank you, thank you. That was awesome, God. Thank you. And the more we do that, the more we remember that God is there, the more our batteries are recharged because we all need it, and the more that we can resist the enemy and retreat to God. And so when we have power prayer and we have resting prayer, put your hands together. Now we have awesome prayer, okay? And we pray in the name of Jesus. Join me in prayer. God, we thank you that you let us talk to you. We thank you that you said to those kids, you said to those adults back then, forsake not the children, for this is the kingdom of God right here, such is the kingdom of God. And I know that these kids who are here with us are not just a precious gift to us, and they're not only precious to you. We also realize that these children right here have power in prayer. So I ask that these guys would take seriously their call as little prayer warriors, because those who have the Spirit of God within them, we realize that the age, the physical age doesn't matter, that they can wield the power of prayer every bit as much as we can. And we thank you and praise you for that. I ask that you would make these kids who are sitting here in front of us right now models of prayer, that we would be humbled here by the power that you produce through their prayer. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. You guys did great. Nice work with the kazoos too. Keep praying. Jesus wants to hear from you all the time, and he'll answer your prayers. You can go to your children time now. Thanks. We're going to sing Gentle Shepherd, 352.
Now, we have an opportunity now to participate in underwriting the expenses of these meetings. There aren't huge expenses, but there are some. And as we like to say within the Pennsylvania Dutch community, many hands make work light. And so this is an opportunity for us to work together as the body of Christ to help support this renewal ministry. Ushers are this time invited to come forward following a brief prayer. God, thanks so much for an opportunity to participate in the singing, to participate together with our children, to participate in listening to stirring messages, and now to participate through giving of the resources that you so generously given to us. We pray your blessing on us as we do this work together. It's lighter because we do it together. Many hands indeed make our work light. So bless us. Bless these gifts. We pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.